Chappelle Show. This is the very first episode. I finally got my own show. And I mean, I'm serious. When I say this is my show, this is my show. I can show y'all whatever I want. As a matter of fact, I'll show you a little bleeper. Blooper. It's a bleeper of a blooper, though. Here, show that last Mitsubishi clip real quick. See that again in slow motion. Look at my face when I see your teeth pop out. Play it again, play it again. You know the worst part about that? I felt guilty like I did that with my mind. Because the whole time she was dancing, I was like, come on, Teddy, come on. This is it. This is the first episode. Y'all ready? Some sketch comedy. Y'all ready to see some sketches? You know, this first piece actually is dedicated to a coffee place that I frequent. And the reason I'm talking about them is because their service sucks. Well, I have obtained a copy of their training video. Go ahead, America. Take a look at my new expose.
This is the official 2002 Top Copy Employee Training Film with your host, Ralph Henderson.
Hello, I'm Ralph Henderson, and if you're watching this video, that means you've just been hired to work here at Popular Copies. Me and my friends are going to show you the basics of what it's like to work here. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Great!
To work.
First of all, never show up on time. And if a supervisor happens to ask you where you were, your response should sound something like this. Ben Welch, why were you late?
Man, I got here when I could. Not my mom.
Perfect.
Servicing the line.
Occasionally, you may get snagged by one of these customer people. Just remember, your job is to frustrate them and make them feel unwanted. If you can, wrap up a story that'll make them feel uncomfortable. For instance...
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know my reputation. I mean, I don't give a fuck. I'll go to Rikers for 3 or 4 years just to prove my point. I mean, I don't play that shit. Can I help you?
Or...
Hell yeah, suck toes. Good afternoon. Welcome to Pop Copy. Can I help you?
Or, what's wrong?
My butt is itching like crazy, and I took a shower. Can I help you?
Computer technology.
If a customer has a computer disk, then look at it and tell them it's the wrong format. If they use Apple, tell them we're PC.
they use PC, tell them we're Apple. And if they got both, then tell them we use Linux. And if they got that, tell them the computers are down. They should be anyhow.
You see, the whole system actually went down. It's going to be shut down for a couple hours.
Hours? The system?
The whole system?
But this is a big place. How can your system?
Sister, I got to go take a sh**.
The management.
Should a customer get all uppity and ask to speak to a manager, then tell him, guess what? I am the manager.
I want to see the manager.
Yeah, no, see, I am the manager.
You are the manager?
That's right, my friend.
I'm the only manager here. Unless you want to talk to the Pop Copy president. And I don't know him. You might can help me out with that. I mean,
really get in their face about it.
I want to see your manager.
Well, nigga, I am your manager. What's up?
You're the manager?
That's right. I'm going to hire you. You done. That's it. Your job is done, nigga. Get out.
I have control of you later. What about life? What are you talking about?
You know, a lot of people ask why. Why treat the customer this way? Why? Because f*** them, that's why.
Bathroom upkeep.
Bathroom upkeep is important to us here at Pop Cup. Be sure to spray chocolate sauce on the wall near the toilet to give the appearance of errant feces. This will ensure that any customer who uses our restroom will never, ever return to one of our stores. We ask that you sign a sheet to verify this gets done once an hour, 24 times a day. Uh-oh, Tony. You missed a spot. Whoa. Now that looks poopy. I hope you found this tape informative. And should you ever doubt yourself and consider treating a customer with respect, just remember this. You graduated from grade school and you don't have to take sh** from anyone. Welcome to the Pop Copy family and congratulations.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and I will be back after these messages.
At HBO, it's just regular ass TV.
Now, look, a lot of people might not notice about me watching me on TV or whatever. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a huge fan of the hip-hop music. And I see a lot of things in the media bashing these brothers, saying that they're materialistic and they objectify women, and I don't appreciate that. Because it's not like women were objectified when hip-hop came out. We've been objectifying women for centuries. I'm tired of hip-hop taking the rap. So I did my research. I did my homework, America. I have went into the BET libraries and found footage from early in this century, as early as 1930, some stuff from the 50s of people objectifying women. And I'll show it to you tonight as proof positive that it happened before hip-hop. Take a look at your beloved Nat King Cole.
First Noel, the angels did say, was for certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. Thank you all for coming another year, and to you and yours, a Merry Christmas. It's an excellent year. And as for you, my dear, happy holidays, you
trifling bitch!
Oh! Yeah, take that, girl. Rub it in your breast and on your vagina. Yes, yes, I'm horny. That's sexy TV. King Cole Records coming at you. We sip only the best on pee because I'm smooth like that. Peace, you punk bitches. Come back next year when I put some little eggnog in your face.
Y'all, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Sit tight for more of this Chappelle Show.
But you still said not 5 minutes ago that you were afraid I was going to end up looking like my mother.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No, that's not
yes,
what I said.
You did. You
tired
said
of this happening to you. Are you sick of your friends and family getting everything you say all mixed up? Well, help has arrived.
Don't call me a liar. That's...
I didn't say that.
Oh, no?
No.
Read that 5 minutes ago.
Janice, what are you saying, Brian? Brian, I am afraid. I just feel like someday you might look like your mom, maybe. Should I read more?
Oh, no. That's fine. Thank you. In your face.
I'm gonna go masturbate. Go home stenographer. I'm gonna write that down.
The Home Stenographer. Now for a small one-time fee plus minor upkeep, you can have your very own permanent record keeper right in your house. With the Home Stenographer, you'll turn any room into a courtroom.
Read back when that babysitter told the kids to go to bed.
Young woman, all right, you little brats, go to sleep. My boyfriend's here. We're gonna have us a sex session. Kids, we don't want to go to bed. Young woman, well, you can watch if you want. Just keep it down. To the boyfriend, drop your pants, big man.
Well, she's never coming back.
Thanks, home stenographer.
Dude, no matter how drunk I was, why would I say that I would make out with Matt Damon?
I don't know, man. You said it, though.
There's no way.
Read it back to him.
And now, for those on the go, the travel stenographer. Backpacks sold separately.
I guess if it came down to it, I would bang Ben Affleck.
Oh, my God! I knew it was one of those dudes. You were so gay now. Stupid dwarf.
Totally gay. 100%.
Home stenographer and travel stenographer. Available in stores now.
Available on Walmart.
Good Lord, we're back. Welcome to Chappelle's Show. I still haven't been canceled yet, but I'm working on it. And I think this next piece might be the one to do it. This is probably the wildest thing I've ever done in my career. And I showed it to a black friend of mine. He looked at me like I had set black people back with a comedy sketch. Sorry. That's wrong.
Come on now. Purview is sensitive to issues of race. Be advised that the following piece contains gratuitous use of the N-word. And by N-word, I mean nigger. There, I said it. For the last 15 years, a man named Clayton Bigsby has been the leading voice of the white supremacist movement in America. Though not sold in any major bookstores, his books Dump Truck, Nigger Stain, I Smell Nigger, and Nigger Book have sold over 600,000 copies combined. Despite his popularity, very few have ever seen him due to his reclusiveness. But in an effort to bring his message to a wider audience, he agreed to give his first public interview ever to Frontline. But getting to Mr. Bigsby was an odyssey in itself, riddled with backcountry hollers, shifty go-betweens, and palpable danger.
Excuse me. Not sure we're in the right place. We're looking for Clayton Bigsby.
Well, look no further, fella. You found me.
Clayton Bigsby, the author?
What, you don't think I can write them books? Just because I'm blind don't mean I'm dumb.
How could this have happened? A black white supremacist. Our search for answers led us here to the Wexler Home for the Blind, where Mr. Bigsby spent the first 19 years of his life. Bridget Wexler is the home's headmistress.
Well, he was the only Negro we'd ever had around here, so we figured we'd make it easier on Clayton by just telling him and all the other blind kids that he was white.
And he never questioned it.
Why would he?
You've written 4 books now.
I've written 6 books. They published 4.
What would you say is the overall message of your books?
Sir, my message is simple. Naggers, Jews, homosexuals, Mexicans, Arabs, and all kinds of different chanks stink, and I hate them.
I noticed you referred to African Americans. What exactly is your problem?
How much time you got, buddy? Where would I start? Well, first of all, they're lazy, good-for-nothing tricksters, crack-smoking swindlers, big butt-having, wide-nose, breathing all the white man's air, beat up all the chicken, they think they're the best dancers, and they stink. Did I mention that before?
Yes, I believe you did, sir.
Matter of fact, my friend Jasper told me one of them coons came by his house to pick his sister up for a date. He said, look here, nigger. That there's my girl. Anyone has sex with my sister, it's going to be me.
You never left this property, have you, Mr. Bixby?
No, sir, not in many years.
What if I were to tell you that you are an African-American?
Sir! Listen, I'm going to make this clear. I'm in no way, shape, or form involved in any negrum. You understand?
Yes, sir, but...
But nothing. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a book signing to go to. Why don't you bring your media cameras over there if you want to see some real truth? Prudence! Prudence, have Jasper load the truck!
And Clayton Bixby, black white supremacist, ventured out into an unsuspecting world.
Sir, you're a friend. Why not tell him he's African-American?
Listen, man, he's too important to the movement. But tell him he's black, he'd probably kill himself. Just to be one less nigger around. His commitment is that deep.
I'm overwhelmed by the irony.
Hey, you boys.
Uh-oh.
What you lost, boy? Come on, boy. We don't like your kind around here.
You better get out of here before some bad happens.
That's right. That's right. Tell that nigger. Beat him.
Come on, Clayton.
Who?
We gotta go.
Oh, thanks. There's a nigger around here. That dirty monkey was beating my hood. Five power. Nigger.
The confusion did not end there.
Hey, why don't you jungle buddy turn that music down? Neighbors might be sick. Boogie, boogie, nigger! Boogie, boogie!
Did he just call us niggers? Awesome!
The anticipation was at a fever pitch as we arrived at Mr. Bixby's book signing.
The man who should be the next president of the United States!
All right, Jasper, time to show these people what white power is all about.
You better put your hood on, Clayton.
All right.
I want to hide your identity to be safer. You know, in case some radical ain't sympathetic to the cause wants to shoot you.
That's good, Clayton. All right.
Also critical of the entertainment industry.
Don't let the liberal media tell you how to think and feel. If you have hate in your heart, let it out. If you don't like Will and Grace, that don't mean there's something wrong with you. Means there's something wrong with Will. He's homosexual.
Politicians weren't spared either.
White power. Colin Powell. Conalingus Rice sounds like a Mexican dish. Maybe we should put her on a plate and send her to Mexico so the Mexicans lead her. Just open up your heart and let that hate out.
Show us your face. We want to see your face.
There is cookie and punch for us to enjoy, and we can mate. Talk about white brotherhood. Thank you all for coming. White power!
Mr. Bixby was not harmed that night, but irreparable damage has been done to his reputation and in many ways to the white power movement. We're told that in the last few weeks he has accepted the fact that he is a black man. And 3 days ago, he filed for divorce from his wife. When we asked why, after 19 years of marriage, he responded, "Because she's a nigger lover." I'm Kent Wallace. Good night.
Funding for Frontline provided by the Trent Pott Foundation for Peace and Understanding. Loving black people, one at a time.
That's it! Thanks for coming out! I'll see you next week! I'm rich, bitch!
Hi, thank you!
What's your Chappelle show up to this week? Take a look.
I see something.
What?
You getting out of jail.
Say words.
Hold up. I seen something. It's 6 weeks later. You going right back into jail.
Chappelle show. New episode Wednesday at 10:30. Only on Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm David Tell, host of the Insomniac Show. This season we have more towns, more drinking, more partying, more craziness, more
Insomniac
more
with
that,
David Tell.
More,
he'll take you there. New episode Thursday night at 10, only on Comedy Central.